With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee says tensions in Palestinian areas of Israel are impacting the ability to visit some biblical sites. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Ambassador Huckabee, with his trademark sense of humor, recounted how a trip to Joseph's tomb proved challenging to him and his associates.
I got to go because once a month, Jewish people can go to Joseph's tomb. We went at 2 o'clock in the morning, military escort, armored vehicles. Only 12 of us could go, and we could be there 30 minutes. On the way in, tires burning in the streets, Molotov cocktails, and tear gas thrown at our vehicle. It was the most delightful, most hospitable welcome I've ever received. It was like going to the Arkansas legislature when I was governor.
Ambassador Huckabee's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. later this morning on the Salem News Channel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's campaign against Iran's nuclear program is muted with President Trump in power. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
When the U.S. and Iran met for nuclear talks a decade ago, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu railed against an emerging deal from the world's most public stage, including in a fiery speech to Congress seen as a direct challenge to the Obama administration as it was wrapping up the talks. Now, as the sides sit down to discuss a new deal, Netanyahu has fallen silent. The prime minister sees an Iran with nuclear weapons as an existential threat to Israel, and he's just as wary of any new U.S. agreement with its arch enemy that may not meet his standards. Netanyahu is unwilling to publicly criticize a president who has shown broad support for Israel, whom he deems to be Israel's greatest friend. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The president is re-upping his threat to strip Harvard University of its tax-exempt status. He's escalating a showdown with the first major college that's defied his efforts to crack down on campus activism and has questioned the status since the school refused to comply with his policies. This is SRN News. During the first 100 days of the new administration, President Trump and his Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have been rallying Americans to make America healthy again. And while traditional health care plans continue to flourish, a growing number of Christians are turning to so-called health share ministries. One of the largest is MediShare, and Dr. Ian Day is its chief medical officer.
MediShare is a healthcare sharing ministry, an accredited ministry that helps a community of believers share in their medical expenses. And in doing so, this allows members to participate in a God-honoring type of healthcare. There's peace of mind knowing that your contributions will be going to pay for things that don't conflict with your faith.
That's Dr. Ian Day. MediShare bills pays itself a quality faith-based healthcare ministry that aligns with the values of its primarily Christian members. This is SRN News. Wall Street rallies again at the final closing bell. This is Seth Sutel in New York.
Wall Street extended its gains to a ninth straight day. That marked its longest winning streak since 2004. The index has also reclaimed the ground it's lost since President Donald Trump escalated his trade war in early April. The rally on Friday was spurred by a better-than-expected job report and resurgent hope on ratcheting down the trade showdown with China. The S&P 500 index climbed 1.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 564 points. That's 1.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.5%. Apple fell 3.7%. The iPhone maker said tariffs could cost the company $900 million. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
ExxonMobil's profit declined in the first quarter, stung partly by weaker crude prices and higher costs. Its earnings performance still managed to beat Wall Street's expectations. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.